Hey guys, it's Decor Reality here, and we are going to be talking about video games. So, new Fortnite update out now. If you guys haven't heard, so what we're going to be doing is we're going to continue to talk about video games here. Fortnite has another update available right now on PS4, Xbox One, PC, and mobile version. 3.5.1 aims to address a few issues with the game's previous patch version 3.5, and as such is limited to bug fixes. In other words, no jetpack. In particular, the new replay system caused some problems whereby players' games could crash. These problems have now been addressed according to developer Epic Games' official patch notes. Meanwhile, an issue where players could fire weapons before the equip animation had finished under some circumstances has also now been resolved. In Save the World, Epic has changed the way it converts event tickets into llamas. From now on, players will receive one event llama for every 1,000 tickets. For any additional tickets above 1,000, you will receive one extra llama, regardless of how many extra tickets you have. The developer has also granted all Save the World players two spring llamas for free. Take a look at all the patch notes at the bottom of this area via Epic. More free Fortnite items are now available as an apology from Epic for the game's recent server problems. This weekend, Battle Royale players can get a free back bling item, a new type of customization slot added for season 3, which is pictured below. Also, this weekend, Save the World players can grab a troll stash llama. Both of these will be available from the respective modes in game stores. In addition, Battle Royale players will receive a pack of battle stars, which are used to rank up the battle pass and earn rewards. There's still no word on the removed guided missile weapon will return to Fortnite Battle Royale, but the game is at least playable once again. That's good news, as the 3.5 update introduced a new port-a-fort item and made a variety of other changes. Week 8 challenges are also now available, though the server issues have prompted Epic to delay the release of the new 50v50 limited time mode until next week. So, we're gonna go over the Fortnite update 3.5.1 patch notes in a minute, so... Alright, so we're going to go over the Fortnite update 3.5 patch notes as of now. Saved World bug fixes. Build editing hotkey can be bound to keys other than G. We are changing the mini boss mission alerts for Canny and Twinny back to their V3.5 state. Repair the shelter objective now activates when you interact with the control panel, rather than be based on proximity to the objective. Granted, all players, two free spring llamas can be found in the loot tab. We've changed the way we convert event tickets. Players get one event llama per 1,000 tickets and one llama for any tickets left over. Example, if you have 5 tickets left at the end of the event, you still get one free event llama. Battle Royale bug fixes. Building edit hotkey can be bound to keys other than G. Okay, so... fixed an issue where players could fire weapons before the equip animation had finished if they were sprinting. Fixed several client crashes that were related to the new replay system. Fixed an issue that broke players walking / sprinting animations if they were firing a guided missile while talking or while walking and sprinting. So, as of what you guys heard, that's some of the new stuff with Fortnite Mobile. So we're going to go over our next topic, which is Free Play Weekend for Ghost Recon Wildlands begins on PS4, Xbox One, PC. So, yeah. If you were interested in the open world shooter Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands, but haven't picked it up yet, we have some good news. You'll get a chance to try the game for free this weekend. This weekend, the free play weekend runs now from now through 15th on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. It's a good weekend to hop into. This week sees the launch of Wildlands' first big year 2 update. It's called Special Operation 1. And as Ubisoft just announced, it features a mission with Splinter Cell Sam Fisher, unlike in Blacklist. The previous Splinter Cell game, Fisher, is once again voiced by Michael Ironside. Ghost Recon Wildlands takes place in Bolivia, where the drug war is in full swing, and you and up to 3 other players as a special forces unit tasked with going in and dismantling the cartel's operations. Your job is to topple one drug lord lieutenant at a time until you reach the kingpin El Sueno. I think that's how you pronounce it. In GameSpot's Ghost Recon Wildlands review, Miguel Concepcion, sorry if I butchered your name, wrote, "As only the second open world game in the Clancyverse, Ghost Recon Wildlands is a middling safe tactical shooter and a slightly wasted opportunity. Given the ambitious scope of its seemingly boundless map, while its main strength is its mission diversity, it doesn't take long to lose the motivation after reaching El Sueno's doorstep. Even with a foursome of highly trained friends, Wildlands eventually reveals its diminishing returns. The feeling of positive immediacy and dopamine hits begin to wane sooner than you expected from a game with such a large and diverse world." It's worth noting Ubisoft has released a number of updates and expansions for Wildlands since the review was published, including PvP mode called Ghost War. Ubisoft also announced last week that all year 2 content would be free for all players, so it's probably worth trying out if you're looking for something to play this weekend. Again, it's under PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Thank you guys for listening to that. And as we go into our next topic, I would like to say thank you guys for the wonderful community I have over on my YouTube channel as well. Check me out on YouTube. My name is Decor Reality on there as well. I play video games myself. I do a bunch of other stuff. But now we're going to be talking about God of War. So the new God of War for PS4 is looking amazing. I don't know if you guys have seen the trailers yet on TV or not. But when you're watching TV and you see the commercial, let me know what you think of it. But anyways, ever since God of War was revealed for PS4, it's been clear that the game would differ from its predecessors in the series. It appeared to be slower, with more of an emphasis on character development and very different combat. The game has also learned a lot from fellow PS4 exclusive, The Last of Us. Now, the God of War's release date drawing even ever closer, reviews have gone live for the next big PS4 game, and it seems critics are impressed in our God of War review. Peter Brown awarded the action-adventure title a 9 out of 10, saying it's a spectacular action game. With epic set pieces, big budget production values, and a hard-hitting combat, for more on what critics thought, check out our review roundup below, or head over to Metacritic for a wider view of the game's critical reception. Developer and publisher Sony Santa Monica / Sony. Release date is April 20th. Price for the US rounds up to about $60. In Euros, it's $53. And Australia is $100. In many ways, God of War is what the series has always been. It's a spectacular action game with a set of epic set pieces, big budget production values, and hard-hitting combat that grows more feverish and impressive as you progress. What may surprise you is how mature its storytelling has become. Like Kratos, God of War recalls the past while acknowledging the need to improve everything. New, it does is for the better, and everything it holds on to benefits. As a result, Kratos is no longer a predictable brute. God of War is no longer an old-fashioned action series. With the reboot, it confidently walks a new path that will hopefully lead to more exciting adventures to come. But now, I think it's time to say, I can give you guys news about the Nintendo Switch. Now, those of you who don't know what the Nintendo Switch is, it's Nintendo's newest console besides the Wii U. Unlike the Wii U, it's more of a gamepad thing, like it's the tablet like you have with the Wii U. But sometimes they decide to add new controls. So like the Nintendo Switch has got the two controllers that hook onto the tablet. But I guess you can kind of look it up on Google if you want. Now, Nintendo Switch owners are looking for something to play. Now have a lot of options to choose from. A load of new titles are now available on the Nintendo eShop. This week sees 18 games arrive on the digital storefront, along with a pair of demos and a new eShop sale that's underway for a limited time. Headlining this week's releases is the acclaimed survival game Don't Starve. The title puts players in the role of Wilson, a gentlemanly scientist trapped in the wilderness by a demon. Players will have to guide Wilson around the hostile world, gathering resources and food in order to stave off starvation. The Switch version also includes the Reign of Giants and Shipwreck DLC expansions. The addition to Don't Starve this week sees the release of the charming adventure game Burly Men at Sea. The title follows the story of three big bearded fishermen who step away from the ordinary to seek adventure. The game features multiple branching pathways depending on your choices, which will take the fishermen through a series of encounters with creatures from folklore. Other new Switch releases this week includes the latest classic Neo Geo game Gyaruin, the voxel adventure game Eternal Edge, the humorous brawler Super Daryl Deluxe, and the tactical RPG Regalia of Men and Monarchs. And last but not least, the Bomberman-like game Bomb Slinger. You can find the full list of this week's new Switch games below. So that's all we're gonna do, guys. If you like this, please message me, and if you guys want to co-host with me sometime, I'm free to do that. I'm going to upload a podcast every night around my time when I started this. So don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, Decor Reality, and I'll talk to you guys in the next podcast. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.